The federal contractor that runs three government-wide websites, including fedbizops.gov, is under investigation by the FBI. Simplicity Corporation of Arlington allegedly tried to access websites without permission of their competitors in the education sector. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details on the investigation and what it means for federal websites that Simplicity runs. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so what is this company being accused of doing?
Well, a witness came to the FBI about 2 years ago alleging Simplicity tried to gain what they call unauthorized access to two companies. One is Maxient, one is called Pave Systems, their networks, and allegedly stole information once inside. Again, this is different from a hacking. This is an unauthorized access attempt. A hacking is when you break into the system. This is attempts using maybe a known password or stealing passwords of some sort. The search warrant, which we have posted right there on federalnewsradio.com, and I got to tell you, is a fascinating read, even if it's, even just for the fact that, of what it is. I mean, the details that are come out, what the witness alleges that Simplicity did, including potentially using something called a SQL injection to gain access, it reads almost like cyber espionage. But what the FBI says it has done is traced IP addresses back to Simplicity and then match those IP addresses with the audit logs of in Maxient's systems showing attempted intrusions from those IP addresses. They've also have evidence, according to the FBI, again, they're alleging the use of what they call anonymizers to hide the activity of Simplicity. Anonymizers is a type of software where you can kind of mask who you are and what you're doing. The FBI also alleges Simplicity used, again, the SQL, structured query language, injection attacks, which, according to the FBI Special Agent in Charge, Michael French, he says in the search warrant, based on my training experience, I know that attempting to do this repeatedly submitted these queries, as shown in Maxient's website from the Simplicity IP address, is a method often used by hackers to attempt to gain unauthorized access to websites. So I thought that was just a fascinating quote from the Special Agent in Charge. As for Pave Systems, again, FBI alleges Simplicity tried to buy part of Pave Systems' business, and when Simplicity's owner, Ariel Freeler, called Pave Systems' owner and started offering him details about their clients, even though those details about the clients are not public information. Now, let me be clear about all of this. These are just allegations. This is what the probable cause in the search warrant showed. Simplicity CEO Ariel Freeler, denies any wrongdoing, called the search warrant the government's one-sided justification. And, in fact, in a one-page kind of denial and reassurance to his customers, he basically says, obviously, they can't comment on the details of the investigation. He says that Simplicity has not been charged with any crime. And the affidavit, again, is just the government's point of view. He says there's not evidence of any wrongdoing, nor is admissible in court for that purpose. And he goes on to say it would be unfair to draw any conclusions based on that content of the affidavit or search warrant. Now, I did talk to a criminal attorney. John Irving is a senior counsel with Holland & Knight and was a Justice Department attorney for a decade. Irving has no knowledge of this particular case, but we spoke more broadly about what it means to do a search warrant, the FBI's and Justice Department's process. And he said the fact that the government went with a search warrant says something about the case.
Generally speaking, the government has two ways of investigating a case. One is by issuing grand jury subpoenas. The other is by issuing a search warrant. The two are not mutually exclusive, but a search warrant strongly suggests to me that the government does not trust a company to provide records pursuant to a grand jury subpoena. And the government has made the decision that it is going to go and obtain those records itself and not rely on the company to assist in that process.
Now, Irvin says the burden of probable cause or proof, if you will, to get that search warrant is relatively low as compared to getting other kinds of in terms of in court and getting people convicted. So he says don't read too much into the fact that they got a search warrant.
All right, Jason, these alleged attempts to get this access to these other companies' networks, it had nothing to do with the federal government. It sounds like they must also operate in the education sector and just wanted to get a competitive advantage from what you describe. So why should agencies, should they care about what's going on with Simplicity?
I think so. I think there is definitely an interest. I've talked to some people both in government and in the industry in the federal market, and there's a lot of, I think, concern, a lot of interest, and I think it's again, they care. Now, Simplicity is a small business in the 8A program that SBA runs. They've done more than $30 million in contracts in 2012 so far, according to USAspending.gov. More than half of those dollars came from the General Services Administration, providing an assortment of services, including running FedBizOps, running the electronic subcontracting reporting system, and running the catalog of federal domestic assistance. So three major websites that all agencies use, that all vendors use. It also, just for going through USA Spending, it got about $4.4 million from the Executive Office of the President and another $3.2 million from the Veterans Affairs Department. Now, the reason why I think agencies should care, and not just because Simplicity runs these high-profile systems, but because of the potential long-term effect of such a search warrant. Now, I caught up with Bill Shook. He's a procurement attorney. He says that a suspension and or a proposed debarment is possible under the FAR, though at this stage unlikely. Now, under the FAR, it says specifically an agency could suspend a contractor for, and this is, again, quoting from the FAR a little bit, commission of any other offense indicating a lack of business integrity or business honesty that seriously and directly affects the present responsibility of a government contractor or subcontractor. So basically, the fact is that the search warrant has been issued could, and I'm going to stress that, lead to a suspension. Now, Bill Shook, again, the procurement attorney, says it's unlikely, but if there's any kind of indictment, then most likely Simplicity would be suspended from government contracting. Again, a suspension means any new contracts, not current contracts. At that same time, I had to reach out to the General Services Administration, and they referred me back over to the FBI, who the FBI doesn't confirm or deny any investigation is going on. But I think the fact is that Simplicity does run these websites makes this a very much more interesting case for the government at large.
And what about Maxient and Pave? What are they saying about it?
Yeah, they both confirmed the investigation's ongoing, but they didn't say much. Pave, in fact, just didn't say, until the investigation runs its course, we're not going to say anything. I did catch up with Maxient co-founder Aaron Hark, and he says, and again, I'm going to read his quote, that their belief that the facts laid out by the government in the affidavit are true and accurate. And he says, if it should be proven, we will only be dumbfounded about why a large company, a CIO, has been so clearly successful in many areas of the technology industry, would stoop to such tactics for a little extra advantage over a couple of small businesses. They again said, any other further comments, we'll have to wait till the FBI finishes their investigation. I also talked to several other federal contractors, and there's a lot of interest in this case for several reasons. I think first, this website, again, as I mentioned, Simplicity runs FedBizOps. They run the electronic subcontracting reporting system, but also, the fact is, according to one vendor who talked to me about the fact that the federal FedBizOps has the capability for vendors to submit bids, and I think there's some concern about the security of that system. Again, to submit bids through there, if Simplicity is running websites, and then they're also doing some hacking, what could it mean from a competitive disadvantage for some of Simplicity's competitors?
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, so it sounds like they're saying they wouldn't want Bernie Madoff running the TSP, for example.
I think that's a fair comparison. But Bernie Madoff is guilty. Simplicity, again, let me make
right.
sure, is not guilty. They have not been charged with any crime. This is still an investigation. But, again, the search warrant on federalnewsradio.com that we have listed does lay out a very, very interesting case from the government side.
And so what happens next? Where does the FBI go from here?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big question. I don't think anyone does. Again, anyone knows what's going to happen. The FBI doesn't even admit, again, they're going to do an investigation. It's a big waiting game. Now, again, I've even asked GSA, are they looking at this issue? Are they looking at how this may impact Simplicity's contracts? And GSA's response, again, was, we're not going to say anything, go to the FBI. Now, I did talk, again, going back to John Irving, the attorney with Holland & Knight, and again, just more broadly speaking, he says whenever the government issues a search warrant, it gives the government a little bit of a disadvantage.
It now has a high volume of information, especially electronic records in the kind of case that you're talking about, that it needs to now sort through and investigate and come up with investigative leads and determine who it needs to talk to. The government may or may not have a grand jury open at the same time. I suspect that they would. The government could be expected to approach witnesses and interview them, and probably also to subpoena witnesses to testify before the grand jury.
Now, Irving says the FBI will take its time to develop its case, and really the only time limit on this is really the statute of limitations, which, again, could go on for a number of years. But let me, again, be clear about this. Simplicity denies any wrongdoing. It says it has high ethical standards, and he said, and Simplicity says the investigation is not affecting its federal systems, is not affecting the services it provides. And we have more comments from Ariel Friedler, Simplicity CEO, online as well. I want to make sure it's clear they are not convicted of anything. They are not being charged with anything, but the investigation is ongoing.